From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri State Senator Paul Lavoda is resigning from office, but maintaining his innocence in the wake of allegations that he asked a former female intern for sex. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
In a written statement, Lavoda says that, quote, media attention has become a distraction from doing the people's work. The Democrat from Independence also says he did not engage in harassment of any kind and that he's leaving office in order to spare himself, his family, and the Missouri Senate from dealing with, quote, false accusations and character assassination. Lavoda's announcement follows a report by the Kansas City Star that the University of Central Missouri was siding with his former intern, a UCM student, regarding allegations that he propositioned her. Lavoda says his resignation will take effect August 23rd. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin. St. Louis Public Radio.
University of Missouri officials will appeal a loss of accreditation for this school's master's program in library science. The American Library Association withdrew accreditation for the program earlier this month. The university has until August 6th to file documents needed to appeal the decision. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Laura Dare, an ALA official, declined to discuss the decision while the appeal process is underway. Dare says even if the appeal is denied, current students graduating through 2017 will get degrees with the accredited status. About 160 students are currently in the program, the only accredited library science master's curriculum in the state. All four U.S. senators from Missouri and Illinois voted in favor of reauthorizing a federal bank that helps U.S. companies compete globally. Their vote came during a rare Sunday session and would attach the bank language to the Senate's six-year highway bill. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk sponsored the amendment to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank as part of the highway bill. The bank's charter expired in June. Tea Party Republicans opposed the bank, calling it corporate welfare. Democrats and mainstream Republicans say the bank helps U.S. companies. The Senate highway proposal authorizes spending for 6 years but only guarantees funding for three. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says while he would like to see guaranteed funding for the entire plan, the measure is better than another short-term fix.
Every time you have one of these short-term extensions, you needlessly spend money on roads and bridges that you could have spent more wisely if you'd had more time.
Congress must approve some extension of the Highway Trust Fund by the end of the week, or federal highway dollars to the states will stop. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Columbia is offering the public an unusual way to charge their electronic devices. A wood and metal bench in front of City Hall, called a SUFA, has an attachment that will charge electronic devices. Public Works Director John Glasscock says the bench cost $4,100. He says the city is experimenting to see if the public would use the SUFA, which uses a solar panel and batteries to supply power through two USB ports. Glasscock says people sometimes get desperate if their phones or tablets are losing power when no power source is nearby. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the bench's 30-watt solar panel can keep the battery charged even with limited sunshine. People have to have their own power cords to attach to the USB. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.